From the home of the Packers, a look at the game through the player's eyes. This is Inside Lambeau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host, Rod Burks, alongside Alex Green, the running back of the Green Bay Packers. It's always good when the Packers win, coming off a big 31-17 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Now you guys are on a four-game winning streak. How important was that to get that win before the bye?
It was very important for us. Going to the bye with some momentum on our belts. You know, started slow early on. You know, get that momentum going. You know, get the wins on our belt. And then going to the bye week feeling good, come out ready to work.
Hey, how about getting that running game on? You and Starks getting both of the carries. You had 53 yards. Starks at 61. 176 total. Because I know you got tired of everybody talking about, where's the running game?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, they definitely – wanted to emphasize, coming to this game, we had a few games, where we kind of stand still, not very good production, So coming to this game, we want to definitely, put a dagger to everybody talking about the run game not working. Coach has a lot of faith in us, so we want to put that to the rest of them.
Yeah, Coach has a lot of faith in you, especially a nice run right there. Do you read? Obviously, you guys always say we don't read the papers, but we all know you guys do read the papers, and you are on the internet finding out. And you, when you hear stuff like that, does that motivate you? It's like, oh, they say we ain't got no running game. They say that, I got to be a little bit more patient. Yeah.
It motivates me. I look into it, to be honest. I don't look into it too much. I don't take it too personal, but it's definitely something that motivates me. I take it personal. It drives me to work harder and to keep pushing forward and to get better.
And obviously, there you go with another nice, strong run there. Mm-hmm. When Cedric Benson went down and they gave you the rock, What kind of was going through your mind? Like, okay, I'm gonna be the guy. Did you get extra time in the meetings? Extra time with the coaches? Because that's a lot of weight to put on a kid like you in the second year.
Yeah, once he went down, I knew I had to step up and try to be the guy. That's one thing that coaches really try to preach to us is that one guy goes down, next guy come up and be ready. Next man up. I try to do the best I could, just stand poised, and definitely just trust my training, and go out there and play good football.
Now, you're coming off a serious knee injury when you were a rookie. Are you 100% yet? As far as cutting and finding holes, how do you feel physically? Are you that running back that was at University of Hawaii?
I'm definitely getting there, probably about 95% right now, very close. This past week was a week that I really felt, really good. The best week for me, mentally and physically, so that's definitely a good sign.
How much did you learn from when you got hurt? You got hurt on a kickoff. Running back got hurt on a kickoff. How much did you learn from that, and what was it like going through rehab?
One of the things that I learned I took from was patience. I learned a lot of patience. I went from playing, never getting hurt before in my life, to being hurt and going out. It was something that I didn't know how to take because I never got hurt before, so I didn't know how to approach it. I talked to a lot of guys in the locker room, and they gave me some good advice. Coaches gave me good advice, I learned patience at the whole process and to keep my faith and just keep working hard.
And one thing you did learn about how tough rehab is, right?
I
had some knee problems. I had to go through surgery and rehab, so I'm with you on that. It's a lot going through that and a lot of pain.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of pain going through that rehab. Rehab is something else. It's worse than workouts. Something that, it takes a lot of hard work to come back from an injury. And rehab is a big part of it. If you don't take it serious, you can come back the way you want to. So you got to take it very serious and work real hard at it.
And it makes you stronger physically and mentally, a much tougher player. And then when you're running and you're trying to make those cuts, do you see yourself like, I can't do this, or are you just doing everything?
No, I'm just doing everything. Try to get at that stage early week in camp. Try to get out of, I was hurt last year and I can't make a certain cut because of a reconstructed knee, things like that. Coming to the games, I don't never think about it being a problem for me cutting. I cut off as regular as I can and try to stay focused as I can and don't think about it too much.
All right, that's Alex Green. We got more of this guy coming up in the second segment of Inside Lambeau. I expect to see you back here after this quick timeout. Inside Lambeau. This is Alex Green, the Green Bay Packers running back. You saw the play, Butte College. Do you remember that run?
Yeah, I remember that run.
Do you remember the play call? Tell us what it was.
Well, it was a goal line run, called a 24 dive, and just go through the four hole and try to get in the end zone. That's why I was trying to do in that play. It was all good fun.
Yeah, it just amazes me how you guys can remember plays back in college, back in high school. How did you end up at Butte College?
Long story, actually, grades was an issue for me in high school, I actually went to Eastern Arizona College at first, and then transferred to Butte Junior College that next spring. And I went through the spring of 07, and then, just took it from there.
Yeah, Butte College. Now, not only did you star at Butte College, there's a couple runs right there, you took them to a national championship.
Yeah, we had a great team. We had a lot of great players on offense and on defense. We had a great coach. We had a lot of driven guys ready to be successful, and that's what happened.
How much was that important to you to have that experience at Butte College to help you with your path to get to the NFL?
Oh, it's very important. Just seeing guys going through the same thing that we went through. None of us is on scholarship. We all have the same dream of going to a big university, coming out of high school, whether it was lack of interest from different schools or, lack of film, or just – in my case, not having the right grades to get into big academic schools, just being in a situation where a lot of guys just like you, just battling and playing football.
Yeah, you at Butte College, and I always want to know, how do you guys travel from game to game? You guys take a bus, you're in 10 speeds,
we get in the bus, everybody team up, getting the bus, be cramped up like sardines on the bus, and travel 3-4 hours to play in the middle of nowhere in a football game, so... It kept us really close in their group, and it was fun.
Yeah, obviously everybody else knows that Aaron Rodgers went to Butte College. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about him when you were there? Like, hey, the great Aaron Rodgers played here.
Yeah, I heard about him quite a bit. And my quarterback when I was down there was his little brother, Jordan Rodgers. So I had a chance to play with him, and coming here and seeing Aaron, those guys act exactly alike. They play the same, have the same stature and everything. So it was definitely a good experience to meet his little brother and then come here and see his little brother.
Hey, did he give you a little extra because he went to Butte? Did you guys have any conversations about playing there and some of your memories? Because he can remember throwing touchdown passes. What game
right.
He threw? He threw 5 or 6 in this game.
Yeah, I remember. Talking to him about building in the area, I grew up in Chico, things like that. Talk about a couple of the coaches that were still there, that coached him, that coached me, So it was a good connection for us to have some talk about a little bit.
Yeah, you had some tough times at Butte College.
Yeah.
You were struggling with the grades because obviously you had a hard time picking up the system there because of the simple fact that you were diagnosed with dyslexia.
Yeah.
When did you know that you were a little bit of a trouble of maybe walking away from this game?
I got to the point where, I was sleeping in my car for a few months, and then my grades were slipping. I remember having one or two classes that I was actually doing well in. My teacher had went out of town, and so she couldn't post my grades up in time, So it was probably, it was really a close time where I was really about to quit. I packed my bags up in my car and everything, and then one of my teammates that's from Portland came to me and talked to me and talked me out of it. And I kind of stuck with it, and that kind of helped me out a little bit.
Now, you said you were sleeping in your car, and you did that for 2 months, and nobody on the team knew about that.
Yep.
Talk to me about that experience and what it was like sleeping in your car.
There was a few players that knew about it. Very few, because I talked to a very few players, most of my old roommates that I had, talked to them about it. They were sleeping on couches and things like that, so they weren't doing too well either, and my roommates, they had left, go back home and everything. So I stayed, I had a daughter at home, so I had to finish school. So I stayed in my car for a few months in a Walmart parking lot. And then we just kind of grinded out and, got my degree and moved on.
All right. We're going to have more from Alex Green. Incredible story coming up in our next segment. See you back here. And welcome back to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host alongside Alex Green, the running back of the Green Bay Packers. Made it big here. Third round draft pick out of University of Hawaii. But before we left, we were talking about you being homeless and living in your car. Take me back to one of your darkest moments and why you actually did that.
One of my darkest moments, I remember just after practice one day, just having probably about $2 in my pocket. I remember going to McDonald's, grabbing a cheeseburger, and going there, eating that, talking on the phone a little bit, and then, have my little blue sweater I had. Just had a pillow, slept in the back seat of my car, at Walmart. I did it because, I had a daughter at home, I couldn't leave her, I had to finish school. That's something that's very important in our family, just finishing school and making sure your family's taken care of, having a daughter at home, I couldn't just leave her. I feel like if I was leaving the school, I was going to leave her. So I did what I could do as a father, as a man, and step up to the plate and took care of my family.
I gave you a lot of props and a lot of respect for that. Were you a little worried about somebody like knocking on your door like, hey, man, what are you doing sleeping here?
Yeah. It was a couple of times, it was kind of frightening, because in Chico, we've been to the area, a lot of people walking around, because Chico State is right there. So there's two campuses right in a small city, so a lot of people walking around and not very many security around, you know, so many people, you know, you can't control everybody, you know. So there's been times, you know, I was worried, but at the same time, you know, I kept my faith and, you know, I just did what I had to do.
Did you have like an alarm clock when to wake up to go to class? I mean,
I
know you were taking a shower.
Go ahead. Yeah, I used my phone as an alarm clock, you know, shout out to the stadium, you know, in the morning time, and then took about a shirt, you know, a pair of jeans, underwear and socks, you know, to the locker room for my car and got dressed in there with the class and with the practice and then did it all over again.
How many months did you do that?
3 months.
That's an amazing story. Alex Green, an amazing story. Hey, now you're in the big leagues. Did you think that experience just drove you to have that chip to be the guy you are right now?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that, you know, I always look back on when times get hard, you know, just knowing that, you know, with faith, and, you know, and you can get through anything, you know, as long as you keep your faith and you keep working, you know, you stay focused.
Yeah, and what are you expecting out of yourself now? I mean, you know, you're in that starting role now. You switch it off with James Starks. What are you expecting? Like, what are some of the goals you got set?
Well, I have a few goals set, you know, for myself coming to the second half season as far as just, you know, being a great all-around running back, you know, making sure we're always getting positive yards in the run game, keep that productive, you know, just staying focused and staying in the film room and knowing my opponents, you know, as well as I can, you know, and always pushing forward to be the best running back I can be.
And that's so far your best run this year. Look at that. Getting down there for a nice run right there. And getting popping up. Those linemen, they seem kind of fun. Who's the funniest cat?
They're a lot of fun. The funniest one to me would probably be Josh Sitton. You know, he speaks his mind. You always look at him in the person. You know, he's straight up. You know, he's good as a gift. You know, it's always fun to be around him.
Yeah, we'll call him the big uglies up front.
Yeah.
What's it like being in a huddle with those guys? What do they talk about? I mean, especially when you're up by like 14, they having fun. Josh Sitton, those guys, mm-hmm. Are they cracking jokes in there?
No, not really. No, a lot of guys always just trying to get the next best play, you know, you try to run the score a little bit more, you know, try to get more big plays, you know, you're always pumping guys up, always cheering us on, you know, even if you have a bad play, you're always keeping us up and, you know, just keeping us focused.
All right, man, real quick, last question, which it's bye week now. Mm-hmm. I don't expect you to be hanging out in Green Bay for the rest of the week. What kind of plans you got?
No, I plan to go back home tomorrow and see my kids, you know, back in Portland, Oregon. So I'll leave there tomorrow and I'll come back Sunday ready to work.
And get some of what? Mama's cooking, right?
Yep, get some mama's homemade cooking. Can't miss that.
All right, he's Alex Green. I'm Rob Burst. Coming up, we have Tyler Dunn of the USA Today. Nice job, buddy.
Appreciate it.
And Aaron Tate. Stretch play. Starks cutting it back from left to right. Breaks a tackle. Fumbles a football. It's up for grabs. Rodgers dives for it and gathers it in at the 32-yard line of Green Bay.
And welcome back to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host alongside Tyler Dunn of the USA Today staff right now. You take a look at that play and you see Aaron Rodgers, your franchise quarterback, NFL MVP, diving in a pile. What did that say to his team?
I think that's a big message to your team because, look, in this NFL, teams are very conscious not to put their quarterbacks into harm's way. I mean, you look in Washington where they ran the trick play with Robert Griffin III, and the guy was just lit up by a safety on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So today you have to protect your quarterbacks. You keep them in safe situations. And there he is diving right into a pile. A huge play in the game. I think it was still a one-score game in the first half. They need to keep possession there. So you have to give it up to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Coach McCarthy said in his press conference, I get paid to worry. And he was definitely worried. And Tremont Williams said the players were talking on the sidelines saying, if your franchise quarterback is diving for loose balls like that, a lot of the elite quarterbacks in the league aren't going to be doing that. You know, I don't think Tom Brady and some of those other guys are going to be doing that. That set to these guys, like, we got to give it all for number 12.
And everybody looks to the quarterback. He's the one sending the message, whether it's verbally or with his actions. And look, last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, the energy was low. I mean, the stadium was a little dead then. They needed a play like that to get things going. And it wasn't a pretty win against the Cardinals by any means, but it probably did set a tone.
Yeah, but they did win at 31-17. But, of course, some bad news with the injuries. It seemed like this team is hit with the injury bug big time. Brian Bulaga hurt. Clay Matthews hurt. I mean, Jordy Nelson, he's hurt, but he's going to be okay. Let's start off with Brian Bulaga. Look at that weird injury. He wasn't even hit. Just something on with his hip. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, this could be a big one with the hip. You know, he's somebody who's had some injury problems in the past, but they are able to move T.J. Lang to right tackle in that situation. Lang held up pretty well. You put Evan Dietrich Smith in at guard. I thought Dietrich Smith had a pretty good game. So not a lot of depth on the offensive line. That was a concern heading into the season because Derek Sherrod still is not ready to go. But right now, I mean, they can't really afford one or two more injuries on the offensive line, but I think they're okay with Bulaga.
They're very thin. Evan Dietrich Smith obviously getting some confidence after getting in the tight end sets when they needed him. What do you like about him?
you know, a tough, gritty guy, and a lot like Lang. He's somebody that's the first to admit that he probably didn't take things as serious as he should have off the field. Maybe, you know, didn't eat the way he should, maybe staying up a little too late, got his life in order off the field, and now he's on an NFL roster. He's a very key backup offensive lineman on this team.
Another one hurt was Clay Matthews. He's one of your franchise guys on defense. He pulls his hamstring, and, like, he came in as a rookie. He missed some time. Last year, he missed a little time. This is, like, there's something that's been bugging this guy, hamstring.
The hamstring has been a problem for Clay Matthews, and I think that is a concern. Mike McCarthy said he's out, quote, a couple of weeks. That's open to a lot of interpretation there. Right. I mean, a couple of weeks could be 2, 3, 4. Who knows? And I think this would obviously be a huge loss because, yes, the Packers lead the league in sacks, and you look at that number and you might think, well, they have other pass rushers that can give them what they need. But Clay Matthews is really the one that's creating opportunities for Mike Neal, for Mike Daniels. Look at the sacks that those guys had. Matthews is stunning. He's moving around and opening things up for others.
Yeah, you got to have that guy out in football field. They say next man up. Who's going to be stepping up? Who's going to getting more tick now?
Well, you got no Matthews, no Nick Perry, so it's Desmond Moses and Eric Walden at outside linebacker. Two guys who've had very good season. I mean, Desmond Moses, an undrafted guy out of Tulane, has come in and created a lot of pressure for this defense. But, I mean, let's be honest, Clay Matthews is the defensive player of the year candidate. That would be a huge, huge blow.
It's like his motor just never stops. I mean, a lot of the guys like Charles Woodson, they want to tailor their game after that guy because he just never gives up any play.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter the situation. You're right. He never stops. And I think you look at the sacks, you look at what he's doing to quarterbacks. But with Clay Matthews, it's about the run defense as well. Teams run away from Clay Matthews, and he still tracks them down from behind. He impacts the game in so many ways.
All right. He's Tyler Dunn bringing it strong. We'll be back with more of him coming up after this quick timeout. And welcome back to Inside Lambeau. There's your host, Rod Burks, helping out Tyler Dunn of USA Today knock out 20 push-ups because he lost a friendly bet. Now, as you can tell, he was struggling a little bit to get through those 20. Kind of almost had to help him. Alex Green, of course, the guy we had on today watching. And let's tell everybody and tell the viewers why you had to do 20 push-ups, because you were so sure of what?
Hey, it's the bye week. These players got things to do. They want to go home. I just, you know, Alex Green running a few minutes late. I lost faith in him. I thought he was not going to show up. He showed up, and you made me do some push-ups.
All right. So. Now, did you have a source that said they saw him on a plane going east?
Sources said that he was on a plane heading out. So I felt confident in the bet. What can I say?
So maybe you need to talk to your sources.
You made me eat my words. I got to talk to those sources.
And I love it. I love it when you're out here looking in pink with that head. Let's go ahead and start talking some Packer football.
Let's do it.
Number 1-8, Randall Cobb. In his second year, the kid out of Kentucky is starting to impress every week. Turn into a star right before our eyes. When you see this guy, what do you see?
I see the MVP of the team next to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's been doing it all for this team. He's in the slot. He's out wide. He's in the backfield. He's returning kicks, returning punts. He needs the ball in his hands, and they're finding so many ways to get him the ball. I mean, before the season, Mike McCarthy told me how he was studying Darren Sproles, obviously the New Orleans Saints running back, who does so much for that team, and just trying to find ways to schematically get him into good matchups. That's what they're doing with Randall Cobb. You saw him in the backfield against Arizona doing some damage as a running back, and also with Greg Jennings out, with Jordy Nelson leaving that ankle injury, he's dangerous as a receiver. I mean, he can catch the ball over his shoulder like on that play, and he's such a good route runner that you need to get him the ball in different ways.
It also helps when the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, trusts this kid. I mean, are you surprised he's gotten so good so fast?
I think you just hit the key word. It's trust. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers trusts you and knows how you're going to break out of a route and knows that you can see the matchups that he's seen, you're going to get the ball.
Yeah, and let's talk. We're going to stay on special teams and talk about a little bit about Mason Crosby. Having a few struggles, but, you know, fans keep forgetting about that kicking streak that he had last year.
Yeah, I think so, too. Obviously, he's in a funk, and all kickers kind of get into a rut like this. But I think if you're the Packers, you'd rather see this now as opposed to December and January. He has a little bit of time to snap out of it. And you're right, he had that consecutive kick streak last year. And just talking to him, I don't think his problems are mental. I don't think that he's overthinking things because, like he said, his life is in order off the field, and that really allowed him to kick loose last year, and that's not really a problem. It's more technical with him, and I think eventually he can get out of it, but, you know, it is a concern. I mean, these can catch up to you.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I like him a lot. You like covering him. I mean, he'll get back on it. He'll get back to the way he used to be, right?
I think so, and they're not going to bring in another kicker or anything like that quite yet. I think they're going to let him work through this and see what happens.
How about James Jones? He is electrifying this year. The catches that he's made, he is dominating defensive backs. Who else can you say about this guy?
And 2 years ago, remember the drops? The Super Bowl season. I mean, you're talking about four or five drops deep where the ball's right in his hands in stride. And now he's making catches like that, leading the league in touchdown receptions. So you're between Randall Cobb and James Jones, the Green Bay offense is just kind of, you know, kept clicking along without the top two guys out. I think that really speaks volumes.
Yeah, Jones is a different player this year, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, is it he's more focused and more concentration, or he's just better at the game?
And talking to his trainer, he said it's the rookie mindset that he came to this year with something to prove. He wants to be that 1,000-yard receiver. He wants to be a Pro Bowl receiver. And in this offense with so many weapons, you have to kind of wonder if that was even possible. But injuries happen, injuries strike, and guys need to step up. He's done that.
And you stepped it up big time getting those 20 push-ups. He's Tyler Dunn of USA Today, and I'm Rod Burch, your host of Inside Lammel. No Packer game this Sunday. They're on their bye, but we'll see you next week anyway. See you.